DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. South African Olympic and Paralympic star Oscar Pistorius has released a statement denying that he murdered his model girlfriend Riva Steenkamp. He broke down at Pretoria's Magistrates Court as he was formally charged with her murder. The 26-year-old made a first court appearance on Friday, a day after the Valentine's Day killing of Steenkamp. Pistorius wept as he listened to the single murder charge. A bail hearing has been postponed until Tuesday to give the defence time to prepare the case. The victim's uncle, Mike Steenkamp, spoke to Waiting Press.
Now it pans out at the end of the day. We will all know the story, the true story, but must never forget what Riva stood for. She loved people, she loved everybody, and it was her heart that went out.
Riva Steenkamp's body was found at Pistorius's apartment in Pretoria in the early hours of Thursday morning. The 30-year-old had been shot 4 times and a handgun was found at the scene. It's reported the shots were fired through the bathroom door. In other news, several thousand Islamists held a rally in Cairo on Friday against a fresh wave of violent anti-government protests. Around 5,000 supporters of President Mohamed Morsi gathered in front of Cairo University calling for an end to violence. The rally is seen as a response to recent opposition protests, which turned violent, killing more than 70. Liberal activists also staged a smaller demonstration in Egypt's capital, calling for accountability and justice from the country's leaders. Unrest broke out 3 weeks ago around the second anniversary of the ousting of dictator Hosni Mubarak. A meteor shower has rained down on central Russia in the Urals region of Chelyabinsk. Russia's interior ministry says around 1,000 people were injured early Friday when meteor fragments hit the area. Witnesses reported seeing flashes and sharp explosions in the sky. Most of the injured were treated for minor cuts and bruises from shattered glass. The meteor's impact blew out windows in a number of buildings. Denis Davidov is the mayor of Chelyabinsk.
Chelyabinsk was in the meteor shower zone. Experts will provide more specific data later. I would like to address people living in our city to ask them to remain calm.
Mareka Aydin is in Moscow following events for Deutsche Welle.
In situations like this, it is very typical of Russian people that they don't believe the official version. They're very skeptical that they're indeed safe now and maybe expect that there was another reason altogether that is now hidden from them. So for Russians, there are lots of open questions.
The incident isn't related to an asteroid which passed over the Earth late Friday. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. European food safety experts say they will consider testing beef products across the EU for horse meat. The EU Standing Committee on the Food Chain is expected to endorse a proposal to carry out 2,500 tests on processed beef products next month. A further 4,000 tests could also be carried out to look for the equine drug bute, which is harmful to human health. Ministers made the proposals at crisis talks in Brussels on Friday. The scandal involves meat suppliers across the EU, from Britain to France and Luxembourg, as well as Romania. The outgoing Pope, Benedict XVI, has appointed a German lawyer and financial expert as the head of the Vatican Bank. New chief Ernst von Freyberg is expected to clean up the bank's tainted reputation. The German financier was chosen by the bank's commission of cardinals, with the Pope expressing his full consent. It could be one of Benedict's last major appointments before he steps down at the end of February. The bank's former chief, Ettore Gotti Tedeschi, was ousted for incompetence in May. For more news and information, visit our website dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.